more now on what was a very emotional day on Capitol Hill as Capitol Police and D.C. police officers testified before the select committee that's investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. D.C. Police Officer Michael Fanone was one of four cops to speak to lawmakers.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Joining us live, NBC4's Scott McFarland. He is with us on Skype with more about the hearing and the related matters. You could hear with Officer Fanone almost losing it there at the end and pounding the desk. This hearing seemed to be very personal and very emotional for the officer, Scott.
It was powerful, even though, Dimitri, there weren't a whole lot of factual revelations today. It was mostly just hearing those emotional stories and those harrowing tales from the Capitol and D.C. police officers. But I'll tell you this, my biggest takeaway is what happened last. When those officers, when asked what the panel should do next, all told the select committee they should take it to the next level and investigate who's responsible for inciting, inspiring, or sending that mob to the insurrection. That really gives the select committee the latitude, if not the mandate, to go ahead and do that and investigate other government officials.
Well, Scott, along those lines, so what are the possibilities? Since they said that to these lawmakers, who could be subpoenaed now? Could it go all the way to the top, former President Trump, perhaps?
It seems almost certain there'll be subpoenas. You know, these select committees get subpoena power, and they tend to want to use subpoena power when they get it. We've had several congressional sources say we should expect subpoenas. And the conventional wisdom right now is that this was such a high-octane, high-powered hearing, they'd want to move swiftly to use the momentum and the energy of this to command the nation's attention, and perhaps to use that attention to persuade witnesses to come forward and say what they know.
As you know, the House's top Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says he didn't even watch the hearing and charges that it's going to be nothing but a partisan probe. What was the tone from lawmakers at this hearing that may inform us on maybe when they have another hearing next month and beyond?
This was unlike any congressional hearing I've ever covered. I've been doing this 20 years. I've covered a few hundred of these things. But it was really not the awkward back and forth, five minutes, changing topic, changing focus, amorphous blob. This was really laser focused. And I think if they do this again, they'll probably keep that discipline and keep that rhythm. That is also part and parcel of a hearing that has really one party and sympathetic members of the other party driving it.
So what's ahead now for this committee as far as future hearings?
I would expect more. This was the first, not the last hearing. I think they're still trying to hire more staff based on people I'm talking to. I would expect the next movement to be a matter of weeks, not a matter of months away.
Scott, good to hear from you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
NBC4's Scott McFarland live on Skype with more about that hearing today. Very emotional on Capitol Hill.